Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it's Tuesday, October the 11th. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you're here as always. And I've been thinking about an experience I had yesterday with my coach. So I got onto a coaching call and, you know, we usually talk about what I'm grateful for. And so I was feeling a bit arrested, so it took me a minute, but then I quickly accessed a couple things that I'm really, really grateful for. And that was great. It was fantastic. Worked like a treat. But still, there are some other things that are causing me a bit of distress. And I say that with precision. And so then we got into that. Basically, how are you feeling? And I had recently looked up the word despair because, about a month ago, I was actually in legitimate despair briefly. And I looked it up in the dictionary and I realized that the definition of despair is lack of hope, absence of hope. I thought, wow, that's really, really interesting. And I thought, well, do you lack hope? I thought, no. I have lots of reasons to be hopeful about a bunch of different things. So therefore, you're not in despair. So I had feelings that I equated with despair, but then I looked up the definition and I was like, well, that doesn't quite fit. Feeling really, really bad even doesn't mean you're actually in despair, because if you have hope, you're not in despair. So what is it? Well, you're feeling anxious, worried, fearful, distressed. I chose some new words. So when my coach asked me yesterday, I said, well, I can tell you almost scientifically that I'm not in despair. However, I'm feeling extreme distress about this, this, and this. And it was interesting because I kind of felt better. I mean, I wasn't falling apart. I'm not falling apart. I'm fine. But I could really identify it. Then I stumbled on an article at psyche.co. by Christian Waugh, W-A-U-G-H, professor of psychology at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, talking about affect labeling. The title of the article is Asking One Simple Question Can Entirely Change How You Feel. And in this article, the professor talks about the research and findings and additional research that needs to be done on asking, how do you feel? Asking yourself, I suppose you could ask someone else, how do you feel? And they answer. And verbally talking through, I feel angry, I feel worried, I feel happy. Interestingly, what their research has found is that if you're not feeling good and you label the feeling, I'm angry, I'm distressed, you will feel better, generally speaking, if you can label that feeling. And there are various reasons why the brain, once you label it, it's like, I experienced this very personally. That's why this article really resonated. I thought, wow, that was exactly my experience. I labeled it and I felt better as a result of labeling it. They also pointed out, and this I did not know, that if you're feeling good, if you're feeling happy, if you're feeling joyful, someone says, how do you feel? And you accurately label that, you take a happy feeling and it's a bonus multiplier. You actually feel even better about your good feeling. So here's the bottom line. If you want to feel better, no matter whether you're feeling where you are on that spectrum of how happy you are, how joyful you are in a moment, you can always ask yourself the question, how do I feel? And then in my case, I try and be as clinical about it as possible. Just in that moment, step outside of myself as a clinician as a third-party observer who has special access to my insides, and label it with accurate words, and in some cases, look up the word to understand the definitions. And in looking at a definition, you can say, is this true or not? It may feel true, but it doesn't, it may feel real, but it doesn't make it true. I can feel really in despair for a moment, a brief moment of absence of hope. Then if I ask myself, how do you really feel? Well, do you feel hopeful about anything? Sure, I do. Absolutely. Okay. So you're not in despair. Really, really useful. Look, we all go through things, you know, we go through seasons, we go through days, we go through moments, years in some cases. Everyone's going through something all the time. And certainly seasons can be kind of protracted periods of struggle in some way. And it can make us really vulnerable to those negative emotions. And this is one way to healthfully cope with that and really reconnect with ourselves and realize the reality of it is that it's not as bad as we may feel in that moment. So if you're feeling anxious, you're thinking maybe I'm in despair or maybe I'm just really distressed, asking yourself, how do I feel? Labeling it, understanding what you mean by that. And if you're feeling happy, ask yourself the same thing. One thing I like to do too is ask that of other people. I much prefer how are you feeling than how are you doing. That question almost never gives any useful response. It's more of just making noise at each other. How are you feeling, on the other hand, if said intentionally, sincerely, can often produce a very revealing and helpful, frankly, and connecting response. So give it a try. If you want to check out the article at psyche.co, I'll put a link to the article in the description of the podcast. And I hope this has been helpful to you on this hopefully beautiful Tuesday for you too, wherever you are. Please share the podcast with family, friends, and colleagues. Let them know that you care. And you want to give them some valuable daily insights that they can tap into. Thank you all for listening. We're over 2,400 downloads, 81 episodes as of today. This is the 81st episode, including the predecessor podcast. So I'm really excited that we're closing in on 100 episodes soon. I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Podcast is at mattstone.co. When you want to share it, share that. Twitter at mattstone.co, Instagram at mattstone.co. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.